Greg Holland.
We're unmuted.
Hi, Spencer.
Welcome.
I think we are. We must. Ah, I got the memo.
It's a dark day today on Mass. So.
I think we probably ordered them all from the same place. So. Hey, David.
I'll be watching you on my iPad in my office.
God, it's like every 10 minutes.
Hey, I saw your email from Richard.
Doug Hunt.
We'll talk next week.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, don't forget to turn on your...
Yeah, I have
it. Okay, I turned mine on just because I wanted to test my voice. Make sure I was coming through okay.
You're coming through loud and clear, Wayne.
Thank you, Doug.
Rick Mark, Lincoln City.
Mitch Parsons, Lincoln City. Greg Holland, Waltport.
Red light on. There we go.
Now I hear it. All right, good afternoon. Today is Friday, June 19th, 2020. This is a special meeting of the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners and the cities of Newport, Lincoln City. Gosh, I'm blanking out already. Newport, Lincoln City, Depot Bay,
Beatriz Botello.
Toledo, Siletz, Walport, and Yahuts. I'm here.
Debbie Callender.
I'm here at Newport City Council along with Mayor Sawyer and Spencer Niebel and Wayne Belmont. And we will first start with introductions and a roll call. Mayor Sawyer, do you want to say welcoming words?
I'd like to welcome everyone. This is our fourth meeting. These are unprecedented meetings. They're countywide, as you all know. These are also historical meetings because these are the only four that we've had in the history of Lincoln County, so we're pleased about that. Newport is pleased to also welcome you all today, and I would like to give a big shout out to our IT staff who is making this possible. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor Sawyer. All right, we're first going to start with roll call just to see who we have on the phone and where we have quorums. So I will start with my fellow commissioners. So I have Commissioner Hall on the phone.
Yes, you do.
Okay, thank you, Commissioner. How about Commissioner Hunt?
I'm here.
Great, thank you, Commissioner Hunt. Okay, we'll start in the north, at least for this part. Lincoln City, do I have our city manager? How about Mayor Anderson?
Here.
Oh, here. Okay. How about Mayor Anderson?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. And then do we have Council Member Mitch Parsons?
I'm here.
Diana Hinton? Riley Hoagland?
I'm here. It's Deanna Hinton also.
Diane Coos?
Dietmar.
I'll try Diane again. Diane Coos from Lincoln City?
I'm here.
Okay. Judy Casper? And Rick Mark?
I'm here.
Okay. Mayor Anderson, do you need to call your meeting to order?
I will. We'll call the Lincoln City City Council meeting joint with the Lincoln County Commissioners meeting to order.
Okay, thank you, Nate. Go ahead.
We have plenty for the quorum. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Anderson. Moving on to Depot Bay, do we have Mayor Gambino?
You do indeed.
Okay, do we have Kathy Short?
Yes, here, present.
Okay, Lauren Goddard? Debbie Callender?
Here.
Okay. Joyce King? Jerome Grant? And Barbara Leff? Okay, Mayor, it looks like you have your... Oh, was that Barbara?
Nope.
Okay. It looks like you have yourself and two other council members here. I'm not sure if you still need to call your meeting to order or not.
Well, I can call the meeting to order, but we certainly don't have a quorum. This is a meeting of the joint meeting between the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners and the Mayor and City Council of Depot Bay and other cities for June 19th, 2020. Our meeting is in order, but no quorum.
Okay, and if we do take action today, we'll check back in and go through roll call and see if we have had people that have joined us. All right.
Judy Casper.
Oh, and we have Judy that just joined us. All right. City of Newport, I'm sitting next to the mayor, so I see him and I see Spencer as well. Do we have our new council member, Aaron Collette? Oh, not a council member, sorry. Oh, okay. Beatrice Botello?
Here. Here.
Dietmar Goble?
Here.
CM Hall?
Jerome Grant.
Okay, heard you, Jerome. CM Hall?
Yes, CM Hall.
Present.
Oh, okay.
Was that you saying present, CM?
Yes, this is CM.
Cynthia Jacoby? Ryan Parker.
Here.
Okay. Ryan Parker. Okay. Mayor, would you like to call your meeting to order?
Yes, I'd like to call the special meeting of the Newport City Council. I'd like to call the special meeting for the Newport City Council with the other city councils around the county and also the county commissioners to order for June 19th, 2020.
Lauren Goddard.
Okay, heard you, Lauren. And it looks like Depot Bay does now have a quorum. And for those of you that just joined us, we're simply just taking roll call through all of the cities at this point. All right, moving on to Toledo. Do we have Mayor Cross?
Yes, you do, Katie.
Great, thank you. How about Bill Dalby? Joshua Smith? Betty Kamikawa? About Sue Strom? About Heather? Or Jackie? All right, looks like it's just
Katie?
Yes.
Yes, we had all three of these items on... up for discussion on our Wednesday meeting, and I was authorized by the City Council to vote with our recommendations because they were all unanimous.
Okay, all right, so, understood. Thank you, Mayor Cross.
You bet.
No names are available.
Okay, moving on to
Rebecca.
Oh, I'm sorry, who was that?
Rebecca Austin's here.
Okay, thank Rebecca. We're just doing roll call. Moving on to Celeste, do we have Mayor Warman? Okay, no Mayor Warman. Do we have Jeff Clark? Ronald Hervey? Patricia? Or Leslie? Okay. Moving on to Walpert, and I talked to City Manager Dan Cutter, and I don't think they were expecting a quorum on the phone today, but at least someone was going to come. So do we have Susan Woodruff? How about Mark Campbell? Karen Virtue? Greg Dunn? Or how about Greg Holland?
Greg Holland's here.
Okay. Hi, Greg.
Hi.
All right. Moving on to Yahuts. Do we have Mayor Moore?
Yes, I'm here, Katie.
Great. Thank you. How about Max Glenn?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. How about Mary Ellen? How about Jim Took?
Will Warman.
Oh. Mayor from Celeste is here. All right, back to Yahuts. Do we have Jim? How about Leslie Valor?
Yes, Leslie is here.
Okay, thank you. And do we have our city manager from Yahuts, Shannon?
I am here, thank you.
Yep. All right, Mayor Moore, do you need to call your meeting to order? I think I lost Mayor Moore. Mayor Moore, if you can still hear me, do you need to call your meeting to order?
Sorry, I started to do that, but I remained mute.
No worries.
I'm calling the special meeting of the Yahuts City Council of June 19th, 2020 to order in conjunction with the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners et al.
Okay, thank you. And then do we have anyone from the tribe joining us today? No, okay. All right, well, now that we have roll call done, and I suspect there might be a few more people popping in, we're going to start today with an update on COVID-19 response and health directive on mandatory face coverings and information from Lincoln County Public Health and our County Incident Commander, Rebecca Austin. So, Rebecca, I'll let you start, and then we'll let Wayne's going to kind of explain the face covering policy and how all of that went down. But if you want to give us an update on our response, that would be great. Thank you, Rebecca. I did. Rebecca, we can't hear you if you're talking.
So sorry. Yes, I just wanted to give a case update. And I haven't updated it for today. I'm so sorry. I just haven't had a chance to do that. But it was at 2:30 as of yesterday with 3,065 tests. And just to let you all know that we have been talking to the epidemiologists at the state, and they are telling us, and we are definitely seeing this to be true, that the disease has sort of reduced in its severity, and that we are holding steady with our hospitalization. So I believe we only have two people in the hospital now in Newport Hospital that are COVID positive and one positive, and one person at the North Lincoln Hospital. So this disease, even though it is less severe in our population that's been affected, the transmission rate continues to be very high. And many of our cases are asymptomatic, which makes it very challenging to people to understand that even though they're not sick, they need to stay home. So that continues to be a challenge of ours. But we are working with a lot of resources that have been gathering around us this last to help with.
Excuse me, Rebecca. If you're not talking, if you could please mute your phone. We're hearing some dogs barking and stuff. Thank you. Go ahead, Rebecca.
Sure. So I just want you to know that we are working very hard on
language proficiency and reaching our population. People from all over the state are coming to help us with our messaging to make sure that people understand they have to stay home. I would say I can also report that we have actually gotten through all of our initial cases. Everybody's been notified. All the contacts have been notified. And now we're gearing up for round two because we did a mass testing on Tuesday this week of all the contacts and some of the spillover that we had from our initial outbreak at Pacific Seafood. So over 300 people were tested. And now we're beginning to get those results back and beginning to notify people, and we'll start up probably soon, hopefully, to do all the case investigations and the contact tracing for
James Cook.
Hi, James. Welcome. So, and then this weekend there will be another mass testing that goes on in the Newport area. It's a random sample of households conducted by OSU research team, and they will be helping us to gather all this information, find out how prevalent it is in our community, which will really help us begin to figure out if we have geared up enough to address this problem or if we still need to continue to gear up. So we're really anxious for this weekend project to happen and to see how many positive cases we get out of that. And then OSU will be helping us to do some of the contact tracing for that. So I think that's pretty much my update. I'm sure I forgot some things, but I think Wayne is going to go ahead and update you on where we are with the face covering directive for the county.
All right. Thank you, Rebecca. And I know you're busy and have many other things to do, so it's okay if you need to sign off and continue working on those other things.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Okay. So now we are originally going to talk about face coverings today. But several things have changed since then. So I'm first going to start with Wayne, who's going to talk about what we did at our Monday Board of Commissioners meeting with face coverings. And then I will weigh in as well, just to kind of clear some things up. I think there's been some confusion on what happened on Monday, but then what happened with the governor's order. So we're just going to kind of walk through a timeline here of how this all went down.
Thank you, Chair Jacobson. This is Wayne Belmont, County Council. And yes, this is a fast-moving situation. So things changed right underneath us as we were moving forward on one course. Things happened that made us move in a different direction. And I do want to note, I know Rebecca didn't spend a lot of time talking about it, but this weekend was pretty incredible, watching the Lincoln County team get together with some resources from OHA to really deal with something that was very unprecedented in a very unprecedented situation, and that was the outbreaks that occurred and the response to those outbreaks. So we've stood up a whole number of resources, and a number of people were brought on board. We had to very quickly expand on our staffing in order to address the issues here, and that was done throughout the weekend, and it was quite an effort to put it together, the team that was addressing all the various things that needed to be done around dealing with the population that was at risk. And so on Monday, we had continued a conversation around face coverings. And on Monday, we decided, the Board of Commissioners decided actually, that we needed to move forward on a couple of fronts. And we had basically two things that we wanted to do related to face coverings, and then also wanted to address some other issues related to where we are in the reopening of Oregon and the reopening of Lincoln County. So the first thing we discussed is we'd been looking at some examples of what other communities are doing across both the state and the nation in terms of face coverings and where they were going with that. And what we decided to do at the direction of the Board of Commissioners, but the action was actually taken, and I think this is a little where some of the confusion is, the action was taken by our public health, local public health administrator, Rebecca Austin, and our local public health officer, who is Dr. David Long. They are the ones who issued the directive. And the directive is a mechanism that basically looks at, it's based on science and data. So this is what they were looking at in terms of the epidemiology of the spread of the disease in Lincoln County. It was informed by Dr. Dean Seidlinger, who is the Oregon State epidemiologist and state health officer, who came in and actually had extensive conversations with a number of us over the weekend about how the disease was progressing in the county, what was happening here, what could we do to address it. I mean, that's what epidemiology is all about. It's not just identifying what is the disease, but it's how to control it. And we were looking for tools to do that. And this was just one tool in the toolkit that the county came up with to deal with it. And as I said, it was based on science and based on data. And what the directive actually does is it's a statement from the local public health officials that says the wearing of face masks in certain public settings, both indoor and outdoor, is very valuable to the control of the disease. And it's interesting because the directive, the way that it was prepared here, focuses first and foremost at the front end on saying face coverings aren't the be-all answer for everything. What you need to do is continue, and it stressed very clearly at the front end of this, continue to do the primary tools which are in the toolkit, which is to continue to practice social distancing, to wash your hands with soap or hand sanitizer, and to not touch your face. So all the things that we've been kind of trying to get across to everyone as the best ways to control the disease are still the primary tools in the kit. But this would add some additional tools to it. And so they felt it was necessary to get that particular directive out coming from a health perspective. And in addition to being a statement of the position of our health officers, this was kind of unique in the way it was set up because it is actually intended to be a self-executing directive. And I know we've had some questions about that. Self-executing means that the expectation out there is that people will adhere to the science and the recommendations coming from their local health officials. You're going to self-govern. You're going to say, I'm going to follow what's being asked of me here. There is no actual enforcement mechanism associated with this. So there is not going to be like a bunch of people from the health department or county or city services out here going around telling everybody put on your face mask or take it off. And in fact, it actually includes language that says, let's be civil about this, folks. You don't want to harass or intimidate anybody who decides not to wear one or someone who does decide it. It's the idea that we're in this as a community and we need to actually address this as one of the ways.
No names are available.
So that's the manner in which it was set up and put together. So it'll be accompanied by an expanded education and encouragement campaign. We're going to work with a number of our partners, including the cities, to try and get this word out, that this is what the public health professionals are saying is a tool to do. So that was tact one we took. The commissioners also directed that we schedule this joint meeting because we actually wanted to follow and have some enforceable regulations in specific areas around face coverings, at least have a discussion around that. And so what we were doing was crafting a regulation that would have impacted actually two essential needs for everyone in the community, including our vulnerable populations and everyone else. The two things that people really need, food and medicine. So we were putting together some regulations that would have required, beyond what's currently required for employees in those particular establishments, to say that customers would also be required to have face coverings. And this would be an enforceable regulation. And in the manner that it's done there, we were trying to approach it the same way we did the lodging regulations, which was to have uniform language and uniform regulations across the county. I'm not going to speak for the board, and I'll let them talk on their own, but in this particular case, the feeling I was getting from the board was if some cities didn't adopt those regulations, they were prepared to ask for them anyway, even if it only applied in unincorporated areas. And this was done under our general authority in an emergency for doing that. So as we were crafting that, things changed, and I'm going to turn it back to Chair Jacobson to talk about what happened then.
Sure. So late last week, after we had our outbreak here in Lincoln County, several state-level officials reached out, including Governor Brown herself, mostly just checking in to see if we were having the response from the state level that we needed to contain and deal with the outbreak that we were experiencing. One of the things that came up in that initial call was where Lincoln County was at in terms of face coverings and a potential policy. I had explained to Governor Brown that because of jurisdictional issues, that likely the path forward would be trying to get, you know, all of our cities to pass something, and that the following Monday at our Board of Commissioners meeting, we'd be discussing just that, a potential approach to doing that. She had mentioned in that call that she was considering, though no decision had been made, but considering some type of order specifically targeting counties in the Portland metro area, maybe potentially Salem as well. I had asked in that call if it would be possible to include other counties like Lincoln County. My ask was acknowledged, but there was no answer given. We moved forward with our Monday Board of Commissioners meeting. I actually had tried to reach out previously to that meeting to see if something at the state level was going to happen, and did not hear an answer. So at the time we scheduled our Board of Commissioners meeting on Monday, the path forward was indeed working with all of our cities to do that, as well as the possible, I'm losing my mind here, Wayne, our thing that Rebecca Austin did, our directive, excuse me. So that was the path we had at the time, the health directive, as well as scheduling this meeting today to talk about face coverings with cities. And then the following day, we heard back from the governor's office and were told that it was unlikely that our county or other counties beyond Portland Metro would be included in any type of order. Wayne actually met with additional staff from the governor's office and talked about how that would maybe work, and basically received the same message that probably was not going to happen. And then Wednesday, we found out when all of you did, which was when a video of Governor Brown was released with her saying that would be a requirement. So at the time that we scheduled our meeting with all of you on Monday, this was the path forward that we had outlined, but things did change rapidly. And now that Governor Brown has issued an order for face coverings in Lincoln County, that's no longer something we need to discuss. But there was other issues we knew needed to be discussed today, which is why we're still meeting. And that is to talk about potentially reducing current gathering sizes of up to 25 persons, with consideration reducing down to 10, as well as discussing the 24-hour hold on lodging properties prior to cleaning and renting again. And there are some cities that have this and some that do not. So we're going to do the other thing first and then dismiss the cities that don't currently have this in action. But I also want to say that we don't actually have to take action today. I think there's been a lot of emails and communication from people maybe saying that some more thought needs to be given around gathering sizes and that kind of stuff. So we will have a way of kind of having cities have some discussion, as well as the county at today's meeting. We have done it a little bit differently than we normally do. But we actually don't have to take action today. So I just wanted a reminder to that to everybody. And before we kind of jump into the issues here, I did want to try to summarize some of the public comment that we had received. This is public comment, I think, from about 11 a.m. today. So there might have been things that are still sitting in inboxes now. But of all the input that we got regarding this meeting, we had 17 people asking for us to require face coverings. And again, some of these came in earlier in the week. We had two asking do not require face coverings. We had five asking to lift the 24-hour lodging hold. We had three asking for us to not lift the 24-hour hold. And then we had about five comments regarding asking for churches to be exempt from gathering restrictions we might be considering. A couple of just kind of trends and comments that stand out. One trend was of the messages received about lifting the 24-hour hold, these were from lodging owners or managers. And then the three of do not lift the 24-hour hold were from housekeepers, staff, or neighbors of VRDs. Some other comments asking to better publicize reminders that non-essential travel is still in effect and that we're still in phase one. Requiring lodgings and SDRs to provide masks to renters. and also providing and promoting more hand washing in the county. So that's just kind of a summary of at least the comments that we receive at the Board of Commissioners office.
Chair Jacobson, yes. Could I just add, I wanted to make sure people know that just before the meeting, we actually have the Oregon Health Authority guidance on face coverings. Now we know more of the particulars of how that'll work. I think it's been posted, Gloria, it's been posted on the city of Newport's webpage as well as the county's webpages. So if you wanna go look at that, the specific guidance that's given out there.
No names are available.
I will be discussing that more with my counterparts in the cities in terms of as we look at how this is going to be implemented across the county. And the second thing is that based on the fact that we now have some specific guidance from OHA, we'll be reviewing the public health directive to make sure that they're complementary. There's no intention at this point to not continue the directory. The directory will stay in place, but we want to make sure that it actually fits and coordinates in with the new directive from the state.
Hey, thank you, Wayne. With that, we're going to start biting off our first potential issue here, which is reducing current gathering sizes of up to 25 persons with consideration of reducing them down to 10. Just some of the reasoning for this, or I guess how this came up is we have had some issues both in Lincoln County but also around the state. What's trending in terms of transmission is events and gatherings that people are holding, get-togethers, that sort of thing. So it came up at a couple of our meetings that perhaps this was something we needed to do to help prevent transmission while still allowing ourselves to be in phase one. So again, we thought we should come to cities and discuss this. I will let Wayne kind of talk about the actual draft order, which I believe all of you have gotten a copy of. There is certain exemptions in this because as we understand it, there is certain businesses and activities that are already operating under state guidance on how they can have potentially more than 25 people together. So I'll let Wayne kind of explain the potential order.
Sure, and what we were looking at in this, if we were going to be more restrictive than currently allowed under phase one, is how would we be more restrictive? What would it apply to? And what was the baseline guidance, which has been updated? It's actually different now than it was originally from the state. For those who are, like Multnomah County, not even in phase one yet, although they're going into it. And then how that differs from what we actually have for requirements in phase one and what we'd want to do that might be in between those two. And again, the discussion here was around not going all the way back to baseline with all the reimposition of all the restrictions on especially a number of our businesses, but something that could be very targeted and narrow, but would actually, based on what we're hearing as the advice from the epidemiologists, something that would help slow the spread of the disease. So just to remind everybody, the baseline guidance that's currently in place, and again, these are for ones the counties that are not in phase one, allows local cultural, civic, and faith gatherings of up to 25 people, provided that physical distancing can be maintained. But it prohibits local social gatherings, what they call social gatherings, of over 10 people. Where we are currently in Lincoln County is, by contrast, is there's actually allowed for any purpose. And that includes social, recreational, whatever it might be, gatherings up to 25 people, provided physical distancing is in place. But there is specific guidance then for other sectors of the business community. So for instance, if you're in a restaurant, there's guidance as to how you can actually achieve a capacity and serve people that could limit the number of people who gather there, but that's specific guidance. And so what we were looking at is what are the issues that are of most concern that we're hearing from our public health folks and how can we address those? So what this would do, if this is something that the Board of Commissioners in the cities wanted to do, is basically leave in place all the current phase one guidance, especially for businesses, for faith-based community, for cultural, for civic, and actually any of those things in which there's somebody who's in charge of the gathering who regulates it. So it would maintain that 25 person limit for those particular activities. So I know we've received some inquiries from the faith-based community. We would not be proposing going back anything other than what's allowed currently under phase one for those communities. Instead, what we would propose to do would be to reduce private social gatherings, really, and that's the concern that's out there. Those are the more unregulated activities, private social gatherings, back down to that 10-person limit, rather than having those at 25. And I think there was a lot of concern about the upcoming 4th of July holiday, where there may be folks, you know, thinking that we're out of this now and we can have these larger gatherings, you know, communal kind of gatherings of family and friends to do that. And that's really not the recommendation. It's coming from the health officials. We need to be very careful of those events. Those are the kind that can actually spread the disease further. So really, that's the basic change that would occur here. Only for private social events would be limited to 10. All other activities would be under the current guidance in phase one.
Thank you, Wayne. So how we're gonna kind of tackle this discussion, I think it was actually Spencer who suggested this, so thank you, Spencer. We're gonna allow kind of each governing body to have some time to discuss. So I'll first start with the Board of Commissioners, and then I'll kind of move it to each mayor for them to basically have a discussion in the way that they would like to. And then after we get through all of those discussions, we'll come back for a potential vote if it seems like the discussion is leading itself that way. So first I'll start with the Board of Commissioners, with Commissioner Hall and Commissioner Hunt. Why don't I start with Commissioner Hall? Thoughts, comments?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I support this. I think it is a reasonable approach. If people will think back, our very first cluster of cases was from a children's birthday party where I understand that people were not distancing and not masked. So I think it is definitely the, you know, one area that is needs attention now and will need more attention as the summer goes on with 4th of July, Labor Day. This is the time of year when people get together for picnics and barbecues. And, you know, I don't want to restrict that unduly, but I think the circumstances certainly make this a prudent step. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Commissioner Hall. Commissioner Hunt?
Well, I asked myself this question on both of these issues that are before us. Will this action, does this action have the potential to slow the spread of the virus? As Council Belmont mentioned during his comments on face coverings, you know, it's not meant to be, you know, the final solution, the only solution, but the action on face coverings is intended to slow the spread of the virus. And I believe that social gatherings to 10 will also have the potential to slow the spread of the virus. So I support it.
Okay, thank you, Commissioner Hunt. Here's just my thoughts. I do support limiting social gatherings, but I have a couple of concerns. One is my biggest concern is 4th of July. I feel like that is where we potentially have the biggest issue on this, is that's just a traditional time where people get together across multiple families and that kind of stuff. And that's my largest concern. And I might suggest that maybe we look at something specifically around that time period. I also look at this in terms of cases. You know, we're slowly coming out of the large outbreak we just had. We'll have additional results from those 360 people we tested earlier this week coming out today, tomorrow, over the weekend. So that's like the 20th and 21st. The results from the OSU testing that's being done this weekend take a little bit longer. So those will probably be out by the following weekend, 26th, 27th. And then the following week is the 4th of July. So I feel like if we're dealing with a large caseload coming back from those tests, that's where I get extraordinarily worried. So I am in favor of this, although I do feel like maybe targeting it specifically around the 4th would be a good tool. And then additionally, I know there's a lot of people that have reached out this week that are operating under other guidance, a UPIC farm, charter fishermen, the school district, you know, that we're concerned about, you know, if this goes into fall or even into the summer, then it affects trainings and things like that, that they have already kind of worked through being able to do with that phase one guidelines. However, I don't think that's where we're seeing the transmission. We're seeing it in those kind of multifamily gatherings. So I'm a little on the fence when it comes to this particular order, but I am in favor of limiting group sizes, but I'd like to kind of listen to the discussion. Yes.
If I might, Doug, the numbers for today, Lincoln County has 31 new cases. We're now at a total of 261. That's the result of 260 tests. So that's the information that's current as of today.
Thank you, Doug. I had not seen that yet, so I appreciate that. Okay. So with that, I will, I think I'll start on the south end and start with the city of Yahuts. And like I said, we're going to do things a little bit differently this time. So I'm just going to turn it over to the mayor, and you can kind of have the discussion with your council, and then we'll move it on up through a different city. So Mayor Moore.
Thank you, Commissioner Chair Jacobson. Let's start with Councilor Glenn. Your thoughts on this measure to reduce the social gathering limit from 25 to 10. Max? Max Glenn, do you want to lead off? Unmute, Max.
Okay. I'm unmuted. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Okay. Thank you. I'm in favor of reducing this for private social gatherings, and I'm particularly aware of the impact this may have on the vacation rental industry, because that is often the place where families come together. And so I think that with the restrictions on how many can be in a particular vacation rental, that will be a limiting factor, but oftentimes families will rent more than one place and then find a place together in town. So I am very much in favor of this, and I hear what Commissioner Jacobson was saying, and I too would want to keep this more to the social gathering than schools and other things that do need to get together. And so that's my thoughts at this time.
Thank you, Councilor Glenn. Councilor Took, let's go to you next.
I agree with the recommendations.
Thank you, Councilor Took. Councilor Voller, your thoughts. You need to unmute, Leslie.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, now you're fine.
Okay, thank you. I also agree with the recommendations. I think it's a good start. I hope that it's enough. We're all sobered by what's happening in the county, and we may need more, but I think that this is at least a good start.
Thank you, Councillor Voller. Councillor O'Shaughnessy, did you join us a little later on the call? If you're there, now's a good time to speak up. Doesn't sound like Councillor O'Shaughnessy has joined us. And I concur with my fellow councillors here that, we've seen not only locally but across the United States, a lot of this virus is spread through community gatherings, social gatherings, families getting together from all over the country. And I think it makes a great sense to reduce the maximum size at this point down to 10. So that wraps it up for Yahats at this point. Commissioner, back to you.
Okay, thank you. Now moving into Walport, I think we just have Greg Holland with us and not a quorum. But Greg, has your council discussed this yet, or do you have it on an upcoming agenda?
No, we really haven't discussed it, but on a personal note, I just want to say that I've discussed it with fellow Wallport citizens, and the people I've talked to are all in favor of decreasing from 25 to 10.
Okay, thank you. All right, moving into Siletz. Mayor Warman, I think you're the only person from Siletz on the phone, which is okay. But
We've already discussed this, and we agree to go down to 10, please.
I think I heard you say go down to 10.
Yes, we've already discussed this, and we agree that we should reduce the amount to 10.
Okay, thank you. I couldn't hear you well at first, but I got it.
Thank you.
Okay, on to Toledo with Mayor Cross.
We discussed this at our Wednesday meeting, and it was our consensus that as long as it was limited to just the social gatherings, that we would support it. We did not want any further restrictions on our businesses and such, because we really don't think that they would be able to survive if we did that. But as far as social gatherings go, we are in agreement.
Okay, thank you, Mayor. And now I will go to Newport, and I'll turn it over to Mayor Sawyer.
Okay, Beatrice, your comments?
Hello, I'm sorry. I'm shopping and trying to figure it out here. Sorry. I'm in support with the small gathering.
Okay, Dietmar?
Hi, this is Dietmar. First of all, I'm really glad to hear that the severity of the coronavirus is less severe today than it has been, and that we only have two people in the hospital. So, and I'm also glad to see additional testing going on. I've thought about this a great deal, and I think it's time that we start moving forward rather than backward, and I would just like to see it stay where it is at present time.
Okay, CM?
I'm sorry, what was Tietmar's last sentence?
I would like to see it stay where it is at the present time.
No change.
Stay where it was.
No change.
Okay, CM?
CM here, I say that it makes wise sense to slow the spread as much as possible right now. And our city has been hit so hard by this. I would support reducing it to 10. Thanks.
Okay, Cynthia.
Thank you. I also support reducing the number to 10.
Okay, and just so everybody knows, the city has gotten several emails on this, as all these other issues, and several of them, the majority of them seem to be from church groups and others that do not want this to occur. I'm going to personally support this. I heard this morning from Oregon Health Authority that the community spread in Oregon has increased beyond 30% level, and that is kind of their benchmark issue. If it goes above 30%, they get really concerned about. The other issue that I have is I'm worried about communications. I hope that we can get this information out to the public. And then I also have a concern, as Katie did, on the enforcement, but I do support this.
Okay, thank you, Mayor Sawyer. All right, moving it to Depot Bay. Mayor Gambino, I'll let you have discussion with your group.
Okay, thank you. Councilors, we'll go through everybody. Please keep it as brief as you can. Councilor King, your thoughts.
Yes, I agree that we should reduce it to 10 to better reduce the spread.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Grant.
Yeah, I think I have so much to say, I'm going to try and compress it into a few words. But look at folks, and look at a Council of Depot Bay. I would ask that as far as taking any action as a council, that we suspend that until we have a meeting within the council members and the council chambers so that we can fully discuss this matter instead of being under the pressure from both the commission and, say, other communities, all right? Because this may have special ramifications that for Depot Bay that won't apply to other places in the county. However, look at folks, we're governed by consent. In other words, the American people consent to be governed, all right? I'm really basic sociology is that, I mean, I'm thinking we're going to arrest people for gathering or not wearing a face mask where they should, like in a store or something. Personally, I do, okay? But I'm not for making a crime, all right? I think that the American people deserve all the information possible on how to reduce the spread of this virus that's founded on scientific evidence and through study, okay? And the evidence on the face covering use, as opposed, you know, we're not talking N95 masks here, okay? We're talking face covering. There's pro and con there. As far as gatherings, I would say I would like to discuss it in council chambers on our own.
Thank you, Mr. Grant. Councillor Short.
I am in support of reducing the attendance at social gatherings to 10.
Okay, thank you. And Councillor Goddard.
I can only support reducing the gathering size of social gatherings. I feel very strongly that as far as businesses, we have already got many policies in place. And in fact, the Oregon Coast Charter Boat Association worked on this extensively last month. And we came up with a set of best practices that we have been utilizing that have helped safeguard our clients and our crews, our office personnel. Amongst those, the requirement for masks, social distancing. We have reduced passenger load both onshore and on board. We have a requirement for passenger manifests so that we can facilitate tracing if need be. We have staggered departure times to minimize the size of the groups that are gathering at our office or on board the boats at any moment. Limited access to our office, limited access to the cabins on the boats. And frankly, if we are restricted to gatherings of 10, we're out of business yet again. And that's going to be a real problem for everybody in our industry and in Depot Bay. Anyhow, that's about all that I can give you on that. If we could reduce, or if we had to reduce our passenger loads to 10, and that includes the crew, so you're looking at 7 and 8 people plus crews of 2 or 3 people, we can't justify raising our prices to be able to stay in business given the current economic climate. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And Councillor Callender.
Thank you. I think it probably is appropriate to lower it to 10, with the exception of businesses where it's going to impact them very seriously, but most importantly, a faith-based group, leaving
okay.
it at 25 for that group. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And now my opinion, I'm going to keep it short like I asked. I'm all for it. It sounds good. Reducing it to 10, except for commercial faith-based anywhere where there's regulation, self-regulation. Otherwise, I think it's a great thing. And back to you, Chair. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Mayor. And Wayne, again, can you just clarify, since both Newport and Depot Bay kind of brought up issues with churches and other businesses like charter operators or those types of things. Can you clarify again how the order would see those activities?
Those particular activities would remain under the current phase one guidance, which is 25, or whatever other regulations might go for the specific sector. But the only thing this changes is private social gatherings. So, and answer to Councillor Goddard's question, this would not regulate that activity.
All right, thank you. All right, now moving on to Lincoln City, I will turn it over to Mayor Anderson.
Thank you, Commissioner. Just for the audience, council has already met earlier today, and we took a vote on this topic. It was actually to stay the same in phase one with the relationship to the group size. It was a 5-2 vote in favor of staying. And we did, though, say that we were most interested in this discussion to hear what might be reasons for moving out of it. But let me point out, because I haven't heard a lot of reasons, let me just remind folks, and thank you for clarifying the church groups are already exempt. And I might remind us all that it was Umatilla County outbreak that was a church group that has gathered. So I find it interesting that we would allow that exemption, but want to do something different on social. So the other big thing that came up was how in heaven's name would we communicate to the rest of the state and area of people coming into the coast for the 4th of July, to piggyback on Commissioner Jacobson's concern, that we're different on the coast, even though you've planned social gatherings with up to 25, you know, the minute you come into our county, you've got to make sure it's only 10. There's a lot of concern there. The other is, you know, the phases have definitions statewide. We've spent a lot of time educating the public statewide what phase one, the baseline, everything else is. And to eliminate one element in a phase just adds continual confusion. The third element I would put is we've already have a fine set of examples given recent demonstrations in Portland and protests of well beyond 25 and no enforcement. So I think, you know, we're faced with a real dilemma of how we would continue to enforce. And why we would. So with that, let me go to Deanna. You were a negative vote. Have you heard anything that you want to retain your vote or change it?
No, I still think that my main concern is the health of our community. And in this direction from the county, they're protecting the businesses, so I'm assuming that that would include the VRD numbers. We have several VRDs that are up 16 people, but I think if we keep our groups down, we won't have as much spread, so I continue to support 10.
Okay. Riley, you were also a no vote. Do you want...
I still am for limiting to 10 okay. And the private social gatherings.
All right. And any of the other counselors that have wanted to change their opinion from their earlier vote?
Mr. Mayor?
And who's this?
Judy,
okay.
I'm sorry, I'm not changing my vote, but I wanted to inject that... having masks mandatory is now a new occurrence, and we don't yet know how this is going to impact us. I think I still continue my vote to carry on as prescribed for the 25 people, but that hasn't been a consideration.
Thank you. Anybody else All right. So Commissioner Art, the city of Lincoln City then would remain in phase one with a 5-2 vote.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor Anderson. And I do believe we need you guys to stay on the phone, though, in regards to our other thing to discuss. So hang tight. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now kind of circling back, and again, no one has to take action today. But circling back, I will go back to the Board of Commissioners for us to possibly take a vote or see if we have someone that wants to make a motion. And then we'll go back through cities to see if anyone within cities wants to make a motion, and we'll go from there.
Madam Chair, this is Commissioner Hall. I would like to make a motion to adopt the proposed. Is it an order, Mr. Belmont?
It's order number 620-168.
Okay, what he said. I move that the BOC adopt the proposed order as presented.
This is Doug. I'll second it, and I guess for the order, 6-20-8 is reducing the current gathering sizes of up to 25 persons. We'll consider at two gathering size of 10 persons.
Okay, and just a reminder to mute your phone if you're not talking, as we're getting a little bit of feedback. We have a motion and a second for the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, and I am an aye, but motion does carry. I will just note that I am in favor of reducing gathering sizes. I just don't think that this was the right tool. So with that, we'll move on to, let's see, where were we? I guess we'll go back to Yahats.
Okay, at this point, members of the Yahats Council, I would entertain a motion to approve Lincoln County Order 620-168, if anyone wishes to make that motion.
Mayor Moore, I will make that motion.
Thank you, Councilor Voller. Those in favor, let me call you by name here on this. Councilor Voller, how do you vote?
Aye.
Councilor Took.
Aye.
Councilor Glenn.
Aye.
And just in case Councilor O'Shaughnessy has joined us. Okay, she is not. I also vote aye. Passes unanimously 4-0.
Okay, we don't have a quorum for Walport, so we'll go past them. It looks like Celeste, again, we don't have a quorum, but I think you guys had already voted. Toledo.
Right.
Oh, sorry, go ahead, Mayor Warman.
I was just saying, yes, you're correct. We've already voted, and we move it to 10.
Okay. Toledo, again, don't have a quorum on the phone. Go ahead, Mayor Cross.
Katie, we will formally vote on Wednesday on this issue.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving into Newport, I'll hand it over to Mayor Sawyer. I also say, Mayor Sawyer, I'm going to take a quick break, so I'm passing you the whole reins in case you guys finish up. If you could pass it to Depot Bay, and I appreciate that. I'll be right back.
Okay, at this time, I'd like to read a motion if somebody wants to second it after I'm done. The motion is I move the council authorize the City of Newport emergency order in accordance with Lincoln County Order Number
168,
reducing the current gathering sizes up to 25 persons to 10 persons. Does anyone wish to second that motion?
Second.
Okay. The motion was made, seconded by Councilor Broteo. I'm going to read down the names here. If you would just say yes or no. Beatrice?
Yes.
Dietmar?
No.
CM?
Yes.
Cynthia?
Yes.
And Sawyer, yes. So the motion passes. Thank you. Okay, Katie had to leave for a short break. So we're going to move on to Depot Bay at this time. Mayor Gambino.
Yes, thank you. I will make a motion that we support and adopt order.
No names are available.
Well, thank you. County order number 620168, reducing the amount of public gatherings from 25 to 10, and that excludes faith-based or regulated, such as charters, operations. And do I have a second?
I'll second it, Debbie Callender.
Thank you, Debbie. And now we'll go in order the way I did before with a yes or a no. King.
Yes.
Hold it. If we're using parliamentary procedures and there's been a motion and it's been seconded, then we get a chance to discuss it.
Fine. Mr. Grant, you go ahead and discuss it again, please.
Well, I had no idea there would be a motion, okay?
Well, I made the motion.
Okay, you made a motion. It's seconded. Now it's time for discussion. I would encourage... Stop it, okay? Look it. I plead to my fellow council members, let's do this in chambers, not here.
You already did that.
Okay, I'm saying it again. If you didn't hear me, do you want me to say it a third time?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. I plead to my fellow counselors. This is something that's unenforceable, for one thing. Would you like to be arrested or taken off to jail for gathering 11 people in a private setting? Okay. And it's just, it's not appropriate for this country. We can make all
the rest of the
people
question.
All we want. Okay. But
I'm sorry, who was in there?
But please, let's do this in council chambers. Thank you.
So you're abstaining?
Abstaining. If we're calling the question, I vote nay.
We are calling the question. A motion was made and seconded.
And are you calling me to vote?
I did. Yes.
Okay. No, you didn't. But nay.
Yes, I did. Thank you.
No, you.
All right. And my vote my vote is a yes. Councillor Short.
Yes.
Thank you, Councillor Goddard.
Yes.
Thank you, Councillor Callender. Councillor Callender, do you need to unmute?
Got it. Yes, I'm voting yes.
Okay, motion passes. Thank you. Back to you, Dean or Chair Katie.
Thank you. I have returned. Thank you, Dean, for taking over there temporarily. So we did get through all our cities in the county. And just to kind of...
Commissioner, I'd just like to make official for
yes.
Lincoln City.
Yeah, so I was just going to mention that. Go ahead, Mayor Anderson.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to the next subject.
Go ahead.
So just for the record, the Lincoln City Council has already taken this vote, and we chose not to go into with the county order 920168.
Thank you, Mayor Anderson. And just
Thank
to continuing kind of summarize everything, Depot Bay was a yes on reducing to 10. So it was Newport, correct? I wasn't here for that. Toledo will be taking this matter up on Wednesday. Siletz was a yes. It looks like you guys have already voted. Walport has not had the discussion yet. And Yahutz was a yes, and so was Lincoln County and the unincorporated areas. All right, moving on to our second issue to discuss. Which is modifying order 520-136 to remove 24-hour hold on lodging properties prior to cleaning and renting again. Not all cities actually have this order on the books. And so if you are a city that does not have this order on the books, you don't need to participate in this. You're welcome to stay on the phone and listen to the discussion if you would like, but it does only pertain to certain cities, so those that it does not pertain to can adjourn their meetings and get off if they would like. Let's see, Wayne, why don't you give us kind of a summary recap?
Sure, and this is actually a fairly simple issue, and that was there was a number of folks, especially from the lodging industry side, who raised questions around the 24-hour holdback provision, which is in our requirements right now. And that basically requires that a lodging property, once rented, has to be held open for 24 hours before the cleaning staff can go in and clean the facility and it can be rented again. And so I think you've all been heard a lot of information around this. I want to just clarify a couple things. I know that we had folks in the lodging industry that told us that we made up that particular requirement, and I want to just clarify that we did not make it up. And I have provided to, at least to the managers and mayors, information from the industry itself that actually had that requirement. Now, that seems to be a changing requirement, as we're hearing now from some of the industry representatives. But the 24-hour holdback is at least something that's been out there before. You can make your arguments pro or con in terms of whether or not that helps and who it helps in terms of doing that. But this is not something that was created whole cloth by the county in terms of a requirement here. I think I shared with you two really kind of opposing views from the industry. Apparently, Airbnb currently includes and still continues to include a 24-hour holdback requirement for their properties, their best practices that they're advocating. The American Hotel and Lodging Association, which also the Oregon Restaurant and Lodging Association is a member of, it recommends 15 minutes is the holdback. And I think the Newport City Council actually had a representative from that association appear at your Monday meeting and explain a little bit more about what the 15 minutes is intended to do. And we did get, again, we got a lot of testimony on this particular topic, including at the very last minute some stuff from the Oregon Restaurant and Lodging Association on both this issue and the previous issue we discussed. So, really, what I've written in terms of a change here is three options. One, don't change the requirement. Two, strike the requirement. Or I guess three, come with something in between. Either in between or maybe expand it. Maybe somebody wants to go to 48 hours. I don't know on this particular requirement. So I'm just laying this out here as something for discussion by the elected officials and see if we can reach some kind of consensus to go forward on this.
Okay, great, thank you. And like I said, I know some of you have this, and I believe some of you don't, but we will kind of go through and clarify who does and who does not. So I'm going to start on the other end of the county this time, and I'll start with Lincoln City. So Mayor Anderson, if you can clarify if you guys currently have this role, and then I'll let you have discussion, unless maybe you have already had it at your previous meeting. Then you can summarize.
All right, thank you, Commissioner, and yes, we went with the county originally with this 24-hour hold, and yes, we've had a meeting already, city council meeting, and took a vote, and it was a 5-2 vote to rescind this 24-hour hold.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys have rescinded it.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. Is there a date that is in effect?
We'll wait to go with what your other communities are.
Okay, thank you. And just a reminder to everybody to mute. Thank you. All right, moving on to Depot Bay. My understanding is I don't believe that Depot Bay currently has this rule.
I'd like to have the mayor explain. I'm not sure.
Katie, you're correct. The council, I don't know what date, unfortunately, but it was shortly after that, or certainly our next meeting, chose to not accept Order 520136, the original order. We chose not to uphold it, which meant that the 24-hour hold on lodging properties was not enforced for the city.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to Newport, I believe you do currently have it. Okay, I will turn it over to you to have discussion.
Okay, I'll start off with Beatrice. Beatrice? Okay, I'll move on to Dietmar.
Hi, this is Dietmar. I would personally like to rescind this. I agree with the lodging industry that there's a better way to deal with this and to force people not to use their hotel rooms. I think the hotel industry has come up with some good suggestions. And if they implement those, I don't see any reason why they have to wait 24 hours to use our room again. So I'm in favor of rescinding this down to 15 minutes if that's what is their recommendation. As long as they protect their people, face mask and sanitation and sanitizer and take care to protect their people, I don't have any problem with that.
Okay, CM.
This is CM. I'm really, I'm not in favor of rescinding this. I am okay with some compromise potentially, but I haven't heard one that feels right because we are really putting a lot of folks at risk if we reduce that, because the people who are immediately going in to clean those rooms are the folks who are most vulnerable and most at risk. And I think that I think we really need to listen to the people who are representing that group of people to say, please don't reduce this, because they are the most vulnerable. And also, I'm not certain Newport can withstand an increase in folks who are coming for overnight stays, given the fact that there's fewer restaurants that are having in-house dining services and different things. I think it's going to just really continue to spike our infection and positive rates. So I'm more, as Wayne was kind of laying it out, don't change, strike it or something else. I think I'm kind of in the, I'd like to hear what the something else could be.
Okay, Cynthia.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I agree with CM. If we could find some sort of compromise that might work for me. Otherwise, I would like to see us held to the highest standard promoted by Airbnb. This protects our workers and our guests. So I would be for extending the 24-hour hold for 30 days and see what happens with our infection rate. I mean, another 31 cases today is kind of hard to take comfortably. Thank you.
Okay, Beatrice, are you still with us?
Yeah, sorry, I'm driving and I'm doing from a stop, but I'm here and now I can listen. Yes, I'm okay with what it is right now. And I can say, you know, it has been very hard to listen. A lot of people, they have been, you know, very concerned about this. Like, you know, 24 hours, I think it's reasonable for a lot of the people that are listening. I have been asking in the community, and I'm very close with housekeepers, and you know, I listen a lot of comments from the community, and that's what I go by this time.
Okay, I'll give my view real quick, and then I want to turn it over to Spencer. My view is we've had no COVID cases linked to any hotel or vacation rentals at this time. It is not a CDC guideline, and also Clatsop County and Tillamook counties have never put this into place. So I'm against this. The other thing, too, there was a recommendation to make it a 12-hour hold instead of a 24-hour hold, and I disagree with that. That's the same thing, because if someone checks out at 11 a.m., the room wouldn't be available till 11 p.m., and very few people rent at that time. So at this time, I'll turn it over to Spencer.
I just want to be make sure everyone is clear. The current policy is the 24-hour hold as part of phase one. That 24-hour hold remains into effect until Lincoln County would go to phase two. And so if the council takes no action on this or votes against the motion, then it would just follow the phase one, phase two option. There were a couple suggestions of some other number being put into place. I do know that Councillor Parker, who was unable to participate in this meeting, was suggesting a 12-hour period. The choice that the council has at this point is to either make a motion to eliminate the requirement in its entirety. If someone wanted to make a motion to have some other number besides 24 hours, that would be appropriate. If there's no motion made, then the order would remain as it stands, which would keep the 24-hour restriction in place until phase two.
Okay, thank you all.
I'll make a motion.
Oh, if you guys want to go now.
Can you make a motion?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Dietmar.
I'll make a motion to rescind the 24-hour requirement for hotel rooms in the city of Newport.
Okay, do I have a second? Hearing none, the motion fails.
All right, are you ready to run? Okay, great. Moving on to Toledo. I believe you guys are going to discuss this, or actually, let me back up.
I think Toledo doesn't actually have the requirement because there's no lodging properties in Toledo. Is that correct, Mayor?
That is absolutely correct, Councillor Belmont. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Mayor Cross. All right, moving on to Celeste, I think it's similar to Toledo. Nope.
Correct. We don't have any lodging in Celeste, so we have no opinion of it.
Okay. Great, thank you. Greg Holland from Waltsport. My understanding is you guys do not currently have this in place. Can you confirm that?
No. Yes, I can confirm that. We only have two hotels or motels in the city limits and a few rentals within the city limits. So I don't see personally a need for this here within our city limits.
Okay, thank you.
We don't currently have it.
Hello?
We don't currently have it either.
I'm sorry. We don't currently have it.
That's the mayor, I think.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's the mayor. She's here.
I am here. Yes. I've been here all along.
Thank you, Mayor Woodruff. We didn't know you had joined us. Okay, moving on to Yahats. My understanding is you do currently have this in place. Can you confirm that, Mayor Moore?
That is correct.
Okay, I will let your board discuss and vote if needed.
Let's start with Councilor Glenn. Your thoughts on eliminating the 24-hour hold rule.
We have heard nothing from any of our hotel people about this. We've only heard from the industry that has contacted us, all the cities, I guess. So I'm in favor of holding it and keeping it at least until the end of July. I might propose that we lift it the 1st of August.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Glenn. Councillor Took, your thoughts?
Well, I had a few questions, John, and sometimes I get a little confused over what's allowed and what's not allowed. It's my understanding that if you're a hotel or a motel operator, you can only rent 50%, set aside 50% of your rooms at any one time to be rented. Is that correct, or is that a misunderstanding on my part?
I think that's a misunderstanding.
Okay, so there's no restriction on the number of rooms that they can rent at any one time at this point in time?
I don't believe so. Can you confirm that, Commissioner Jacobson?
Yeah, and unless you guys have done something differently in Lincoln, or in the current order we have is that when you rent a room, you wait 24 hours before having cleaning staff entering that room. That's the current order, unless you have something different in Yahats.
We do not have anything that differs from that.
Okay.
Okay, and then going forward, it's interesting that the comment I have from Nicole Peterson in my email, the government affairs coordinator from the Restaurant and Lodging Association, It's interesting that one comment she makes is obviously the circumstances change if a guest is COVID-19 positive or suspected to be COVID-19 positive. That's where the 24-hour period becomes essential. I have a hard time understanding that logic. The fact for me is that this was put in place to protect employees. I've had complaints here in Yahats from neighbors complaining about the vacation rentals next to them, where the cleaners were showing up within 4 or 5 hours after the previous guests have departed. And that's in a case where we actually have the restriction in place. So I don't have a lot of confidence in the ability of the industry to police itself. So I would vote to continue the restriction, at least for the foreseeable future.
Thank you, Councillor Tu. Councillor Voller, your thoughts?
I also would favor continuing it. I think that as Councillor Glenn said, it does provide some protection to our employees and also to people who stay in our lodging.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Councillor Voller. From my own thoughts on it, one thing that leads me to want to remove the 24-hour restriction is that one of our hotel owners brought up the question of, well, okay, we're restricting all of our people from the ability to go into that room for 24 hours after the guest checks out. What if there's a problem that requires maintenance? Somebody needs to go in and unclog a toilet or fix a heater or fix a TV. That's not covered. You know, then what do you do? And I understand that. And that's not been something that we've widely discussed. I guess, you know, that would lead me to tend to favor eliminating the 24-hour hold, but we'll come back later and we'll vote on it and go wherever we go. So at this point, I think we're done with the discussion at Yahats, and I'll kick it back to you, Commissioner Jacobson.
Okay, thank you. You guys, you didn't want to take a vote. You're going to leave it where it is for now?
Well, we can do that.
Okay.
Then I would entertain a motion to approve Order 620-169 to eliminate the 24-hour hold, if anyone chooses to make such a motion. Do I hear such a motion? I do not hear a motion, so it dies.
Okay, so you guys are staying. Okay.
Yes, we'll stay.
Thank you. Okay, now we're going to move on to the county. We do currently have this in place in the unincorporated parts of the county. I normally go to Commissioner Hall first because I just go alphabetically, but I will switch things up and let Commissioner Hunt share thoughts and comments first.
All right, thank you, Chair Jacobson. I guess I'll make a couple of observations. When we were first considering our application to go to phase one, the Oregon Restaurant Lodging Association made it very clear that they wanted to be involved in setting the criteria that would apply to their industry under phase one. And at that time, their recommendation was very clearly to have a 24-hour hold between renting of rooms. I find it interesting that after that decision was made to go to phase one, then the Lodging Association apparently changed their position, and I attribute that to a pushback from their own members who saw the loss of revenue. I continue to be very concerned about the health of the employees. To me, it doesn't matter where this a 24-hour hold originated. To me, the question is, what's in the best interest of the health of our citizens, of our residents, of our employees, and our guests? And clearly, putting the 24-hour hold in place can only be beneficial to the health of our county, and therefore, I support keeping the 24-hour hold in place.
Okay, thank you, Commissioner Hunt. Commissioner Hall?
Thank you, Chair Jacobson. You know, this is one that I have really been trying very carefully to weigh the arguments and concerns from both sides. Right now I am leaning toward keeping it for properties in the unincorporated areas, but I want to go through all the arguments I have heard from folks wanting us to drop the hold. You know, they say it essentially by having to hold the room for 24 hours, then have somebody to go in and clean it, it often leads to a two-day vacancy and essentially puts them at about a one-third forced occupancy rate. People in the industry have told me that people are not coming during midweeks like they used to. Weekend traffic is still high. You know, they feel like this is an extra economic hit that no other industry is being forced to take. Let's see, you know, somebody said properties can naturally air out their rooms, at least a lot of them. Another was that, the assumption, I think, and the expectation of most of us was we would be moving into phase two sooner rather than later. But of course, that was when we still had maybe half a dozen cases instead of 260. For keeping it, one of the compelling things I have heard is the fact that it does limit the number of overnighters is a protective measure for employees and the public at large. Just anecdotally, I'm hearing from friends I have who work retail saying that last weekend businesses were full of out-of-towners, out-of-staters, nobody masked up, and none of them seemingly to be aware that we had a significant outbreak. Staff safety is a big concern, and one hotel cleaner who talked to me said, they pointed to the Pacific Seafood outbreak and said 95% of those people were asymptomatic, so what's to, if we operate under the default setting that we should expect people have it, that, if they go into a room where there's somebody who would be positive but asymptomatic, and, if they come in 15 minutes, the virus is very likely to, at least there's more of a possibility that it's going to linger. Those are really the arguments I have heard from both sides. I have wrestled with this, but I am going to come down in favor of keeping the hold. Possibly I like the idea of, say, extending it for a time-limited period and then reexamining it if we are still in phase one. But if it's a no, drop it, or yes, keep it, I'm going to be a yes.
Okay, thank you, Commissioner Hall. I will just share my thoughts, which many of you have already had similar thoughts to me. One is it's mostly the workers that I am worried about, and especially as the few comments we did get, against this were from workers, especially workers that were very afraid to even reach out and say anything for fear of retaliation at their workplace. So that's my biggest concern. I also would say that enforcement on this is very, very challenging. Unless we happen to be there at that time or, have the resources, which we don't, do some type of stakeout operation and watch people, leave rooms and that kind of stuff, which we don't have resources for. It's hard to enforce this one. We have had some calls in about people not honoring this, but, of course, by the time we get there or respond, we're not catching an active violation. So I, too, I guess, struggle with this one. I, at this point, feel like I would be okay with extending this for a short period of time, and as Cynthia Jacoby kind of said, checking on what our infection rates are doing, and especially our infection rates in our population that typically is in that service industry. That's what I'm mostly worried about. We've already seen a lot of our service folks hit very hard by this disease, and so I would be okay with an extension so we can check on infection rates and check on infection rates within that community. So do I have a, Spencer? Oh, sorry, I thought you were saying something. Yeah. Do I have a motion?
Madam Chair, I would like to make a motion that we extend this for 30 days with a commitment to look at all the things that you have cited and, you know, reassess at that time whether to keep it or drop it.
Okay, do I have a second?
Well, I guess I'd like a clarification. So in 30 days, we would reevaluate the hold regardless of whether we've gone to phase two or not?
Correct.
Yeah, that's what I'm proposing.
Okay, well, I think we should wait till phase two, so I won't second it.
Okay. I will second it. I will also just make a discussion point that I would really employ, you know, the lodging companies that have reached out to us and saying to take this off, that you clearly, you know, maybe have an issue with your own workers feeling unsafe. And so I would hope that maybe they can do more on that end, that then this isn't as big. This would create a situation where I would feel I could make a different kind of vote. So maybe in this, if this motion passes in that possible 30-day extension, that they can really look at how to make sure their workers are feeling safe to be at work. We have a motion and a second on the table. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any nays?
A nay, and I would ask that the record show I voted against this because I believe we should stay in, have the hold in effect until we go to phase two. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Hunt. Okay, if you can mute your phones, we're hearing some feedback again. Just to kind of recap what just happened here, and Mayor Sawyer, if I got this right, oh, yeah, I know you guys have, oh, do you want to do that now? Okay, sorry, we're not recapping. I've been asked to go back to the city of Newport to see if they have an additional motion they want to consider, so I'll turn it back over to Mayor Sawyer.
Does anyone wish to make an additional motion? I know that the first motion did not carry. Does anyone wish to make an additional motion at this time? Hearing none, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Now we will recap. So Lincoln City, City of Lincoln City has rescinded the 24-hour rule. Depot Bay did not have that to begin with. Newport is keeping it in place as is. Toledo does not have it. Celeste does not have it. Walport does not have it. And Yahuts is staying as it is currently. And Lincoln County and the unincorporated parts is extending it for 30 days with review at another time. Okay. With that, I think we're at the end of our agenda for today. I will go ahead and adjourn this meeting. Thank you, everybody.
If the lodging industry intended to do it now before we even rescind it.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.